Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Right, still feeling good on a Wednesday. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, for another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on Gas Digital. If you love the show, hey, you can watch live. Just use the promo code ZOO at gasdigital.com. You save $1.50 a month. You get access to all the episodes early, ad-free, uncensored. You get to be a part of the live chat, and you get all the other shows on the network. Thank you for tuning in. Across the table from me are two very funny, talented people from Sag Daddy the Pod. It's our good buddy, Brendan Sagalo.
What's up, everybody? Yo, yo, yo. How's it going?
Great to see you, buddy.
What's new, dude?
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I truly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, fucking, you're the man. And next to him, another one of our favorites and a rising talent here in the world of Gas Digital. It's Josie Marcelino.
Hi. I can hear nothing in these headphones. It's all the way up.
Can we help Josie out here?
Air conditioner's broken. Headphones don't work.
I have trouble with the headphones, and it is usually my fault. But
man,
can you
imagine how mad somebody would be right now?
Yeah. The vibe's a lot chiller right now.
Can you imagine the anger?
Zach's like, hey, guys, whenever you get the chance, fix the headphones.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll figure it out.
You're handsome, man. Yeah, it's just a big complimentary show.
It's right. I actually have an idea for Jorge. Jorge, can you draw?
Not really, no.
Perfect.
Oh, no.
So they've been trying to get on High Society Radio to get Harry to become a notary public.
Yeah.
I found a $100 learn how to tattoo kit, and I am convinced we could teach Jorge to be a tattoo artist before Harrington can get the paperwork together to become a notary.
Well, that's going to be easy because it gives you this little skin and the pens and everything. It could take a year to become a notary.
Yeah, I think we can.
I say
him.
With no.
Yep. no scientific research.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
I just said that.
Plus, it's an idea. And then every time we have a stupid idea, we can make Jorge tattoo it on.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Why is it still early? Why you had a chance to make the show a little bit later in the day and give some of your guests some time to fucking sleep?
I wanted to keep it for the people that had that time slot kind of scheduled.
Oh.
In their day, and also because we want to be after the Sam Roberts show and before Bennington.
Oh, interesting.
It would be weird to record the Morning Zoo at like 6 p.m.
Well, people get mad that it's at noon, but I'm like, well, the other time zones, it's a morning show.
Yeah.
This is my morning still.
Yeah, I mean, if Shannon texted me, hey, can you come in at 6 a.m.? I would never step foot in this place again.
It would be every time I get so excited to do Sam Roberts, and every single time I wake up for it, I'm like, what is this garbage?
Yeah.
Who is up right now?
That's true. Well, it sounds like you're on the radio. When you do Sirius, you hear that you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, this was fucking awesome.
Yes. You go, wow, I'm in rental cars across the country right now. I was like, this is Sirius XM. You rented a car. That's the same as, welcome to the Impractical Jokers. You're in a hotel room.
Hilarious. That's great.
All right. So we had a bunch of fun shit to get into today. But let's actually, I keep forgetting to do plugs. So let's knock plugs out of the way. If you guys want to hit that plug music, Josie, what do you want people to check out?
You can just check out my Instagram, my social media. It's all at Josie Marcelino, JOSIEMARCELLINO. If you're in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, I think I'm in South Jersey doing a show this Saturday or Sunday, but I'll post something about it so you can see me there. Speaking of plugs, can I maybe just try the other headphones?
Of course. Here, why don't you, Sagalo, give her yours.
Okay, here you go.
And now you put on those.
Might be a little sweaty, though.
That's how I like them.
That's pretty sweaty.
They're so sweaty, y'all.
Ooh, I like
for
this.
5 seconds.
Did that work?
That worked.
Yeah. Wow, I'm a fucking genius.
I love it.
I was just about to disconnect this.
just break everything.
And Sag.
Look, everybody, check out my podcast, Sag Daddy to Pod. And also my YouTube and all that. And I have a special out called Thin Lips. And also, I will be at Governor's June 6th and 7th, where I think they moved me to a different room because I'm not even going to tell you who's also there that weekend, because then you'll go to that guy. Let's go. Yeah. So just get the tickets from my website. Do not go to governors.com. Go to BrendanSagalo.com.
Well, I know who I want to see, Kay.
Dude, I wish it was Louie. Are you kidding? No.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I already gave the plug. Promo code ZOO if you want to subscribe to the show. If you're in Illinois or Ohio, I am on the road this weekend with my good friends at Juggalo Championship Wrestling. We are in Joliet, Illinois. We're in Rockford. We're in Columbus, Ohio. Please come hang out. I'll be doing commentary, and then there's a concert after with Violent J and Ouija Mac. Going to be a very fun evening of white rap and silliness. And let's get into the program.
I like that the whole aesthetic is like, when you wake up in the morning and you send it to the
walls in one time. That is one of the notes I gave.
It's all right.
I gave Saved by the Bell.
Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. A bell.
I gave Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Hell
and
yeah,
America's
dude.
Funniest Home Videos.
Hell yeah. Malcolm in the Middle fucking rules.
My aesthetic, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for them to bring that back.
I'm pretty pumped on it. I saw a picture of the parents with gray hair, and it was weird.
Wait, they're bringing that back?
Yeah,
for four
miniseries.
Episodes. Besides, everybody but the kid who played Dewey is coming back.
Dewey's like a recluse.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like J.D. Salinger. They have a photo of him leaving the house.
Yeah, walking his dog once in like 4 years.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And by the way, he just looks like old Dewey.
Yeah, he does. All those kids look like old versions of themselves.
Well,
Malcolm
looks like him, but bald.
Yeah, exactly. But even Beans from Even Stevens. Have you seen what he looks like?
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah, yeah. Is
Malcolm bald?
He's bald,
his head.
I mean, he was definitely going bald.
Really?
But yeah,
I can't even picture that.
Doesn't he drive race cars?
He drives race cars. Also, one of the best series finales I've ever seen.
I don't remember how it ended.
It ends with something about them telling him he's going to Yale, and he was like, I don't want to go to Yale. And they're like, no, Malcolm, this is the plan. You go to Yale, then you do this, then you do that, then you're president. And he's like, he's just forced into this, to become president. They do a lot better. When we record, you guys got to start being interested in my stories. Okay?
Once we start the show,
I looked at the screen.
Do you think that you retelling the ending of Malcolm in the Middle is a story?
Why, yes, I do.
Okay.
I got a great story where a bunch of Italians are sitting in a restaurant and you don't know what's going to happen and Journey's playing.
You think, obviously, why do you think Tony dies? And I don't think it's for the reason.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think it's for the reason. Well, other than the conversation that I think everything turns black. You see the guy go into the bathroom like Godfather.
Godfather, yeah.
Here's why I think he died.
Onion ring. Interesting.
Because earlier in the season, after he got shot in the tummy, what does he say? If I eat onions, it might kill me.
Whoa.
Is he eating?
And they have a plate of onion rings on the table that they're splitting.
Whoa.
So that's why I think that was the subtle way of saying he knew he was going to die.
Yeah, I just think he's going to die. You know?
I kind of hated that fucking prequel movie so much.
Oh, it was so bad. It was
more than anything.
I didn't watch it because I binged The Sopranos after it came out. I had never seen the show. I didn't know anything about it. And then enough people had seen Many Saints of Newark where they were like, this is ass.
So
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't seen Many Saints of
Newark. My chick had never seen it, and I got her to binge watch it in anticipation of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, boy, did I hate it.
Yeah, they just didn't like encapsulate that same vibe that
it
you
actually
got with
felt
the
like the SNL sketch where they did the prequel to the Sopranos in the 80s.
Yeah, because the guy who was playing Saul, whatever his name is, was like purposely doing like
Silvio.
Yeah, Silvio. Sil.
Yeah, I don't know, Tom.
He's like, I don't know, Tone. I'm 17 years old.
I felt like awful. David Chase wanted to make a movie about the race riots in Newark.
Right.
And
right.
they said, that's great. Can it also be The Sopranos? And he went, no. And they went, we'll give you a lot more money
if it's The Sopranos.
The Sopranos. So then he made the race riot thing he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then shoehorned all the Soprano shit into it.
I also felt it was like cartoonishly Italian.
It felt like Muppet Babies.
Yeah, it felt like Muppet Babies, right. Like there was a scene where Dickie is like talking to Tony in Tony's bedroom, and then Tony says something like something crazy or whatever. And Dickie goes like, oh, but it was so it was just so
it
like,
would be like the O in a beer commercial.
Exactly. Oh, I'm Italian. It'd be like making fun of it. It's a huge the whole thing is SNL.
Yeah, it would be like a beer commercial or like an Andrew Schultz set.
Oh,
that's not real.
None of this is real.
All right, we got a bunch of fun shit, but I do want to start with I heard this story that I'm really interested in. I heard about a hot girl getting kicked out of Chipotle for being racist.
You. Okay.
And we actually have a report from the scene.
Was that you?
Yeah, it was me.
From the scene
that
of the
was
story.
You?
It was me.
It's
don't sound so surprised that I'm a hot girl. Okay, thank you, Sagalo.
No, I was surprised you were racist.
No, I don't.
He wasn't surprised you were at Chipotle.
I feel like on this episode I'm doing, you remember back in like the 90, I guess they did it in like 90s and early 2000s when like a sitcom would happen and one of the ladies on there would get pregnant, so they would just like put giant objects around her to try and hide it.
Yes.
And I've gotten kind of fat and I feel like that's what I'm doing with this episode.
That's what this table's
this
for.
This is nice.
It's
yeah.
for all three of us.
Yeah, yeah.
I look so hilarious. Slim right
there,
now. This
there's
is good.
A reason we don't record in the full body room. Because I had three episodes in there and I went, I can't watch this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
even know there was a full body
there's
room.
A,
they
the
never
room
put
in
me
there
in that.
Where. Yeah, where it's like a dead-on shot of you just sitting there, and I look...
Oh, it's horrible for fat guys.
Horrendous.
Horrible.
I'll never do anything in that room.
I will do my podcast behind a goddamn podium if I have to.
Oh,
so let's hear about it.
Fucking with yours, because I think it's mine. Yeah, tell me about your
yes, just
okay.
racism
okay,
that
I
you
wasn't,
had.
So I wasn't fucking racist, I swear to God. So yesterday...
And there's a video of this?
There's well, I
not
don't know. There might
sorry,
be video
yeah.
at the end, but okay. I don't know. So,
the thing is, Josie, you're supposed to call them black beans.
That is actually what I started with. So I fucking it's a nice day. I'm walking to Chipotle. So when I walk somewhere, I don't like to have a ton of shit in my hands. So I put my like cash underneath my phone case and I just walk there. That's all I have in my hands. So I get to Chipotle. It's fine. I do my order. Everything's nice. I get to the end where you go
What's
to
your
pay.
Order?
It's a fucking burrito bowl, but it's not. It's nothing complicated. Like
no,
it's
no,
a normal thing.
Let's
fucking.
Let's go through this.
It's black beans. It's double chicken, queso, fajitas, pico, and then lettuce. It's a very simple thing, and I'm having a great
right.
time with the guy who's making it because he's a fun animated black guy.
White.
And
oh.
I look like this, so he's like.
Now, when
it.
You say animated, do you mean energetic, or he was actually a cartoon of a black
was,
guy?
He was bouncing on his tail like yeah. Tigger.
I don't know. They all look the same to me.
Close.
So.
What's can against you, Miss Josie? Has you like bootleg days?
You leave. He goes ta ta for now.
We were having
double
fun.
Chicken. That show does sound good.
It was fine. He was fun. It was good. I get to the end where I go to pay, and the lady's like, "All right, it's $15 and some change." And so I pull out $21 and I hand it to her, and she goes, "No, it's $15." And I was like, "Yep." And then she was like, "I don't need this," and like hands me the one, and I was like, "Oh no!" Like so that way you can give me. Five and the change, and I'm gonna put the change in their little tip jar. Like I'm
now,
still thinking about them.
What is the nationality of this lady? Since you get so
she, it's a black woman. I'm in West Philadelphia. It's a,
born and
which
raised.
Is where I live. Uh-huh. I live there, so I can't be racist, or else I'm just terrible at picking a location.
At Chipotle, where all the meat is braised.
So, you got in one little racism, and your mom got scared.
And got punched in the face by a lady with braided hair.
Doom, doom, doom. Okay,
God,
sorry.
No, it's like...
Yo, bitch, smell you later.
It's not even, like, I'm not even escalating. I'm thinking she just doesn't, I'm like, I don't.
Okay.
Did you mishear me? Like, what's going, I'm like, yeah, here's this. And she's like, no, it's too, like, I don't need the one. And I was like, no. So that way, like, you can give me five and some change. So that way I'm carrying a $5 bill with, instead of four ones. It's, I know it's right. small, but I'm like. No, like, you understand how to make change. You have to.
Right,
like, I
right,
know
right.
most people pay with card, but
let me,
there's still a cash
let
register.
Me ask you this.
They voted for change. They can't make it.
What's going on in your life that this
I
doesn't
didn't...
just roll off? You don't just go,
okay.
All right, yeah, sure, well, take that. Give me the change.
I think it's a matter of the point of it, and also... She was carrying cash in the phone case.
Look, that was the big
where the five
thing.
Is Look, easier than four singles.
I am a big proponent of, you know, whatever you just said. But it always with me, it's always like, why did I get into that? Why did I care so much?
So I wasn't, but here's the thing is that like I wasn't even that heated or invested. I'm not yelling at her. I'm trying to explain it because I'm like, am I saying something wrong? Like, uh-huh. What's happened here? And she's just like staring, and I was like, no, like, so I can have, so you'll just give me a five. And she's like, then it'll be off. And I'm like, no, the math is the same. I'm giving you $15 and whatever odd cents it was. Didn't even tell her, like, I'm going to give you the coins.
Right.
But I'm like, no, you'll just, I'm giving you 21. 21 minus 15 is six. Okay. I didn't explain it like this, but I'm like, I'm trying to map it out to her so that I'm like, it's just a $5 bill. And we're, back and forth at this for like a minute. I'm really just earnestly trying to tell her what's going on. She finally just doesn't even give me the coin. She just pulls out five and just goes, here, and hands it to me. And as she's handing it to me, like as I'm taking it, she turns to the other person that's beside her and she was like, I fucking hate white people.
Wow.
And so, and I'm like, I don't give a shit if you do. That's okay. But then I
gotta say too, and
uh-oh, wait.
you're very like Spanish coded. Anybody ever tell you that?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. I'm not. I'm Italian.
I would have thought you were. Oh, no. Yeah. I almost ran of Italians.
I'm Italian, yeah. But. So...
No, you look like Spanish men have left you coated in something.
Jesus fucking Christ. So she says, like, I fucking hate white people. And I say, well, what taught you how to do math? Because I hate whatever that race is.
Nice.
And then the fucking person that she's beside, get out. Absolutely not. We're not doing racism here. And then I'm at fucking, like, I'm near Drexel. Or I guess it's like, yeah, it's right next to Drexel's campus. So then, like, the other kids are, like, all starting
brother.
To, like, oh, and I see phones coming out. And I just, like, grab the money and I dashed out of there. And I was like,
good for you.
Did I just fucking get... And now I'm like, I can't go back because now I'm the racist chick
Do
that just
needed...
Do we
have a video of this?
There might be out there somewhere, which is what I was afraid of. As soon as they were like, nuh-uh, we're not doing racist shit in here. I'm like, first of all, I don't even know what race it was. It could have been a white person that taught her how to do fucking math improperly. I just hate whoever that was that made me have that fucking interaction.
Man.
She said she hates white people.
God damn. It's a rough time to also, you know, at the risk of not being chill right now. It's a rough time to be as a probably Spanish person, we're gonna say, talking shit about a white person you are. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? What's stopping you?
It's a no-win situation for Josie here.
There's a button on some website, someone was telling me this, that says you can deport yourself.
Yeah, you can do that now.
So, rough time to be... fucking around with the whites, I would say. Not, you know, I'm not racist at all. Pretty liberal guy, but I think, right?
Yeah,
you
but she's
don't.
In a Chipotle
I'm having
next
a fucking
to,
mental
she's
breakdown.
In a Chipotle next to Drexel.
Yeah.
I thought Drexel was her black boyfriend. I thought Drexel was the name of the guy that made your burrito.
Drexel Jefferson. By the way, that's the secret to any fake black name. It's funny word and then last name of a founding father.
Yep.
Right.
Drexel Washington.
It's so hard to not lose your fucking mind in that situation. I'm good for you because it's so hard not to.
If cell phones running, hadn't come out,
Did you get your Chipotle?
Yeah, I had it in my hands already.
Then you're all right.
So I'm fine. But it's like, I love that Chipotle. I go there pretty fucking often. I'm never going to go back because now it's... Yeah.
Well, why don't you go talk to Drexel and ask him if he can, like...
Smooth it over. Hey, Drexel, I need you to talk to your sister.
He goes, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, mamacita? What race are you at? What race are you?
God.
Anyway, I'll talk to you.
I think that's a... And here, I will share a story where I was in a similar situation, a no-win situation. Mm-hmm. I haven't taken the subway in a while because
you can't fit in there.
Yeah, that too. it's an anxiety thing.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
No, it's fine. I don't care. Buddy,
I'm just waking
up. Let him fly.
I'm just waking up.
Let him fly, baby.
Okay.
It's all right. I am aware of my carriage. one of the last times I took the subway, I was waiting. I had my headphones in, and then I hear a lady say, he's racist.
To you?
No, about me, behind me. And I'm like, oh, you must be familiar with my work.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and it is a Spanish lady creating a group of people, like gathering people. And she says, I'm not getting on the train if he is. And it was, she saw my Kabuki Man tattoo and thought it was an Iron Eagle.
Oh,
and she said, that's some Nazi shit. And she goes, he's one of those Nazis. And she starts gathering people to create, like...
When was this? Did you have also the Nacho Libre pineapple tattoo,
yes.
too? These people are so stupid.
She gathered a group to say, you know, like, we need to tell people, don't get on the train. That's a racist. And I just turned around, and I was like, who are we talking about? And they all went, you.
Oh, whoa.
And I went, why? And they pointed at it, and I was like... This is a Japanese superhero from the 90s.
Really?
And they all went, no, you're a not. And I was just like, well, I don't think I'm arguing my way out of this one. So also, I just went to a different car.
You went to a car.
What was I going to do?
Yeah.
You should deal with a mob?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Good for you.
There's no, it's
I would have told them to get the fuck out.
It's a zero win situation.
Yeah. That is a zero-win situation. Sometimes you just got to take yourself out of it.
There's a thing about being, and I don't want to complain, I'm not complaining about being white, but there's an issue where you feel like there's a certain point in an altercation where you no longer can respond because of, there's just two. So like one time I saw a guy jerking off on the subway platform and he looked... Not only was he masturbating, he looked bonkers crazy. He was a big black dude, the blackest dick you could imagine. I mean, whatever black is,
okay,
a shade darker.
What is the darkest shade of black? There's a name for that.
Yeah, it's like whatever takes all the light, right?
Yeah.
It was the blackest of the blacks, but he was jerking off slowly, standing on the platform, looking around terrified.
Oh, brother.
So masturbate fully hard and then just going. Right? And he's at the one end of the platform. This was at 36th Street for the NRQ, right? And careful, Zach. It's a fun show. It's a fun morning show. We don't do that anymore.
The ship. You got a back tickle.
Okay, we're fine. Thank you, Dusty. I happen to see that there is a bunch of moms and little kids on the other end of the platform walking that way. So in my head, I go, I have to address this. I go to the other end. I tell them, I was like, hey, guys, don't go down that way. And I see two cops at the other end of the platform.
Nice.
Right? And I'm like, hey, guys, I'm so sorry to bother you. There's a guy jerking off on the end of the platform. I think he's mentally ill. These two cops roll their fucking eyes at me and get fury. And they're like, oh, where is he? And I'm like, there. And they're like, which one? And I went, and I want to go, the guy with his dick out.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, the guy in the gray sweatpants. And they go, which one? And now this one cop had already put on gloves.
Oh, brother.
And he's probably about 20 steps away from me and the other cop. And he goes, which one? And I just went, the black guy. And when I said the black guy, every head on the fucking subway platform turned to me.
Wow.
With vitriol.
Wow.
So then they go to, that cop goes to talk to him. This first cop goes, all right, I'm going to need to see some ID.
From
you?
From me.
For fucking what?
And I went, for what? How can I help? What's that for?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, if we're going to press charge on this guy, I'm going to need you to come down to the station. And I was like, dude, I don't want to press charge. I just want you to tell him to not do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, and then the cop in front of everybody really loud goes, do you want me to stand with you until the train comes so you feel safe?
Oh, my God.
And I went, yes, yes, I do.
And you held his hand?
Yeah, I held his shirt. I held his sleeve.
Yeah, some people get only bad interactions.
But the second I heard, the second everyone heard me say the black guy, I was immediately the villain.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck them.
And that's, I think it's just an unfortunate circumstance.
Yeah.
Because it does sound like I'm going, there's a black man on the subway.
Right. Shoot him.
Get him.
Shoot him.
Every interaction I've normally had with someone in uniform is pretty good, actually.
That's because you got Irish face.
Oh, yeah. You think
I don't,
so?
Yeah. I don't think you are. Saglo's
Russian. Okay. But I got some Irish in me. Whatever. I'm an American.
Yeah.
Okay.
You look Irish as shit. So that's. They're probably thinking you're undercover.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I also think I look like a baby, and I walk up to them like a baby. I'm like, guys, and they're like, what's up?
You look like a baby dressed as an undercover detective.
Go,
you do dress like you do the vague wigger thing. Does scream undercover cop.
What's up, y'all? Yeah, I know. I look like the dude from The Wire. That white guy from The Wire. What's his name?
I know exactly.
He played Dom in Entourage.
But yes, that is the uniform of the undercover, which is brand new Timberlands.
I know.
Brand new Timberlands.
I'm too out of shape.
Uncreased Yankee hat.
I'm too out of shape. Look at you. You're fucking looking at all my shit. I see in my peripheral, I see you looking at my shoes.
Peripheral is Drexel's sister.
I didn't look at your
shoes
at all.
Yes, you fucking did. Shut up. I saw you. I saw you. You went like this.
I was looking at your sweatshirt.
Whatever.
All right. We got a lot more fun shit to talk about today. All right. Okay, I like this one, so let's see how we feel about it.
Man, I wish
I cried after giving birth because my baby was so ugly.
Oh, my mom did that.
Trolls say I'm cruel, but I have my reasons. So let's judge how ugly this baby is.
Do we have a picture of the baby?
Oh, I think we do.
Oh, my God.
Here's her TikTok.
He's so ugly. Yeah, that one's ugly.
Oh, brother.
He's so cute, then.
Nah, he does look like a...
He
looks like a Harry Potter bank troll.
That's exactly what I was going to say, because we were both trying to not say Jew. But yeah, he does look like a banker from Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah.
He might grow into that.
Good.
He might grow into it.
No, so here's the thing. What I found is that, like, if you're... just the cutest fucking baby, if you're so objectively cute, you get less cute as you get older and you're anywhere from ugly to mediocre. If you're an ugly baby, it's usually because you have a feature that stands out and looks weird on a baby, but you grow into it and it looks really good. My best friend, gorgeous, but she was born with like Angelina Jolie lips, and that's unsettling on an infant.
Oh, really?
It's creepy looking. She looks terrifying, like a little horror movie doll thing. Until she was like 3, and then it started to get cute.
Damn.
I remember based on my cousins, my aunt and my mom told me they were very afraid I was going to come out looking like a monkey.
Oh, speaking
really?
Of which, hold on. I got you a gift.
Oh,
you're very sweet. Thank
for
you.
For the zoo. It's so big. I didn't expect
I love it
to be, but he's a gorilla.
Whoa.
Thank you. Oh, look at that.
Would you go to a carnival before this?
You got a blue gorilla.
No, I think he's fun.
Oh, he's
great.
You
get that.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. No, I wanted to, like, I thought like a week ago when I knew I was going to do this, I was like, oh, it'd be fun if I like dressed up as something because it's the morning zoo. And then I told someone that and they went, don't you dare fucking do that, you weirdo. And I was like, okay, so I just brought a gorilla.
That would have been you're welcome. Legendary if you dressed up.
Oh, it's Chipotle again. Anyway.
Drexel's here. Drexel just walked in.
No, I wanted to dress up as an armadillo.
Wow. Now.
I'm just kidding.
I feel like all your sounds are like 2 milliseconds too long.
Yep.
No, but your sounds are fun. Nobody said rape 6 times at me yet.
Newborn! It's what a man screaming newborn porn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where did you get that?
Oh, God!
I love that you kept that one.
Yep.
Great power. Great
newborn
power
porn is from a Serbian film.
Okay.
After the guy, they show a lady giving birth and then allude that there's a man having sex with the newborn, and then the director turns around and goes, newborn porn!
Oh my God.
Isn't that the movie where some guy like rapes a lady's eye socket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was.
I've never seen it, but I had an ex.
That was the first live episode of Spook Show. We
nice.
Did it in the basement of the creek in the cave. And everyone was on a lot of drugs, and it was pretty gross.
Oh my God.
Ew.
I will say,
I would faint.
If you took maybe a third of the gore out of it, it would be a really good movie. And it still is a good movie. It just goes a little too far.
Mm.
I don't get how people are into that stuff.
I can't. I have a limit. I can do gore if it's cheesy, like 80s gore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with that. If I'm like, oh, this is actually funny, it's so bad. If it's like, yeah, if it's kind of real looking,
yeah.
I can't. I'll get woozy.
I actually.
I'm getting woozy even thinking about it.
So my favorite franchise of the 90s, 2000s is Final Destination.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And there's a new one
yeah.
coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a warning about one of the scenes, and it honestly makes me nervous about seeing it.
What? What was the
makes
warning?
Makes you nervous?
So it is a particular fear of mine.
That your fucking piercing is going to get stuck in a fan?
If somebody gets... there's a warning. People are nervous about it. Because there is a scene
where their podcast host beats them to death.
Where someone gets trapped in an MRI and crushed to death.
Oh, brother.
And people are like, they're afraid to put, people said that they shouldn't put it in the movie because it's going to discourage people from getting MRIs.
Oh, my God.
And then the comment was, it's based on a real death.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's based on a real person who got trapped in an MRI and killed.
And crushed to death?
How
yeah.
does it, what do you mean crushed? Because it doesn't, like, the MRI doesn't.
Something, like, fell on it while they were in there.
What, were they fucking doing it in some guy's living room?
I have no idea.
Maybe, like, an earthquake or something?
I have no idea, but it scares the living dick out of me.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that.
I one time was watching My 600-Pound Life. It's my favorite show. And there was a lady who needed an MRI, but they couldn't give her one. So they recommended that she go to the local zoo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I shouldn't be getting work done where animals get work done. I'm like, that's the coolest fucking thing. I want to do it.
That's
That'd
so
be
true.
So
yeah,
fun.
You go, yeah, I go, I want to go to the dentist at the petting zoo.
Yeah.
That, who had a bit about that? Someone had a bit about that. That's in somebody's special.
Is it?
Ah, whatever.
It's a good episode of fucking My 600-Pound Life.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I have a claustrophobia thing.
Yeah, me too.
Have you ever been stuck in an elevator?
Yes.
That's my big
yes.
fear.
I got stuck in an elevator for an hour and a half. Luckily, I was with a friend, but it was because she just jumped up and down. She was like, yeah, and it went boo, and it just shut off.
I would break her fucking neck.
Well, yes, but we also didn't know that was going to happen. Like, now I know, and I get so angry when people are wild in elevators. I'm like, guys, you have no idea. We could, like, they'll stop this fucking thing right now, and then we'll be stuck in there. Buzz, buzz, we're stuck in here, buzz, hour and a half.
I've been stuck in an elevator twice. Both times, the second it got stuck, my body went, time to shit.
Oh, really?
That's my body's response to all fear.
Your body's like, pick a corner. That's the shit corner.
My body, bowels drop like the Tower of Terror. Second, I'm in danger. It is the least useful.
That's the most zoo thing about you.
Yeah. It is the least useful skill. And yeah, one time in high school, I was taking classes somewhere, and a big group of us got stuck on an elevator, and I felt really bad because there was a girl in a hijab who was fucking dying.
And I actually said,
hey, if we all promise to turn our backs and not look, do you need like a minute to like
take the hijab off?
She was so offended.
Yeah.
Apparently not a nice thing to ask somebody. Other time when I was in France, they warned us to not put too many people in the elevator in our Airbnb.
Yeah.
Got it stuck. I was the first person to let out, and the guy just pointed at how fat I was.
He goes, oh, come on.
And he goes, Americans.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I would get right back in there with him, and I would start jumping. I'd be like, this is what freedom really is, you bitch.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it moving. Hey, we're at the zoo, so it's more animal stories. Alligators in the sewer myth is true. City workers find out in jaw-dropping new video.
What? Can we see?
Yo, we got it.
This is in New York.
Where is this?
It's in Florida.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Oh, I thought that was common knowledge.
Wow, that's so cool.
It says it's five feet long, they said.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, holy fuck.
And would the...
Now, if they went further in, would there be a rat teaching turtles?
Turtles karate?
Karate, possibly. Look at that fucking thing. Get out of here, you stupid asshole. He's probably stuck anyway. He's probably like, where the fuck am I?
No, from what I understand, my friend who lives in Florida is like, all the water is all like, there's piping connecting every body of water. That's why every body of water you see, you have to assume that there's an alligator in it, because they do this. They run through the pipes, and they just, that's how they like get from place to place. They love swampy. I mean, that's their thing.
Boom, 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 boom. This is me walking to the bathroom at night.
There's an alligator about to eat your asshole. That's super scary.
That's so scary.
I assume because I'm a child that it was because people buy alligators and then flush them down the toilet when they get too big.
Hilarious. I always think that a snake's going to come up through the toilet. That's another little fear of mine that I have.
Through your regular at-home toilet?
Through my regular at-home toilet. I have a fear.
Have you ever heard about the snake that ate the two kids at a sleepover?
What is that?
I'm dead serious.
Sounds like a fucking... At the sleepover? What is that? And then what are you going to tell me next? The little old lady swallowed a fly and she wanted to get the fly out, so she ate a dog?
It was a sleepover in an apartment, I believe, on top of a petting zoo.
And the snake came in.
Excuse me, I misspoke. Pet store.
And a snake came in and ate two kids?
You guys can look this up. So it was a birthday party, and they went to a petting zoo, is what I meant to say.
Listen to me. This is going to be Final Destination 3 or something.
Listen to me. And they didn't have the kids wash up after, and there was a giant snake in the pet store. It broke out of its cage because it smelled... the kids from playing at the petting zoo all day, and it ate two 6-7 year olds.
Dude, there's no fucking way I'm getting eaten by a snake if I'm 6 years old.
Yeah, snake. That's not
7 years old. Yeah.
Do you want to read this to us, guys?
It just goes around. I don't want to read this.
Give it to me. Did I get it mostly right?
Yeah. Yes, mostly. So it's a 4-year Noah, 4, and Connor, whose 7th birthday was coming up, spent Sunday afternoon playing in a pool, shopping for treats, and playing with animals at a farm of a family friend. That's a type of life I've had. That's what we're going to remember. Then sometime before dawn on Monday, a 100-pound snake crashed through the ceiling of the apartment where they were spending the night.
What, mouth open?
They were found dead there Monday morning, apparently victims of the African rock python, more than 10 feet long.
Oh, it just bit them they passed out or something?
I think it strangled them.
Okay, that makes
sense. I'm not getting strangled by a snake.
No, that actually makes sense.
If you're 4, you are.
Yeah. It's a 100-pound snake and you're 4 years old.
get a fucking. I guess so.
It's literally 100 pounds of just a
did
muscle.
Did you guys hear about?
It's like her last date with Drexel.
Did you guys? Yeah, never mind. Joke's over.
No, please.
No. I was just gonna make fun
did
of.
Did you think I was doing a bit?
That, yeah, I thought you were doing a bit. I was gonna go. You guys hear about the teenagers that got on a plane and then got off because one of them had a vision, and then all of them started dying. That's what you sound like when you say two kids got eaten by a snake. I can give
it is crazy
to.
Whoever the second kid was deserved it.
Well, I think maybe he was trying to save his brother.
Then what he went, you know what, I'll get in between you guys and I'll push out.
I'd imagine he got caught up in the coil trying to pull his
bring a
out.
Snake in here. I'll
100-pound snake.
I'll fuck this snake's day. Dude.
Are you on Skankfest this year? I want to see you fight a snake.
Yeah.
I want to see you fight
fest.
A fucking...
He's at Snakefest. No, but think about... So I know 100 pounds doesn't sound like a ton to us, but...
A ton.
It's one muscle. That 100 pounds is one muscle.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
That would be like a 100-pound bicep trying to undo that dude's arm.
I've been going to the gym. So bring any fucking snake. I got you, snake.
You really think you could take the rock python?
If it doesn't have venomous like biting.
Usually, if they constrict, they don't.
Yeah,
so there you go.
But
go
they
like
will
this.
Still
I'll,
bite.
I'll constrict
you.
That thing. I'll fucking grab it.
It'll bite the shit out of you while.
Yeah, it would really fuck
would
me
you,
up.
Would you bite it back?
I go and then maybe. And then everybody leaves because they go, oh, Legion of Skanks is going on now.
This is
at Skankfest.
Can you guys go on my Twitter real quick? Did you guys see the video of the guy finally breaking up a dog fight by putting his finger in the dog's ass?
No.
So we've been talking about for 10 fucking years, what do you do in a dog attack? And the rumor is you'll put your finger up the dog's ass to get it to release.
That's what my neighbors say. I think that's a thing that black people say.
Okay.
That's the only time I've ever heard it.
I've heard it from multiple accounts.
Black people.
Never mind.
Not just black people.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. I heard that that's like a known thing. Well, I thought that was a proven thing. I didn't even think that was a rumor.
I mean, it would make me stop biting.
It would make me bite more. Yeah. I'd go...
Yeah, the pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys find it?
I didn't find it on your feed, but this is one. It might be a different one, but here's one where
nope,
the same
this
thing
is the happens. Exact
okay.
one.
Okay.
Kingsbury Road. Stop. Yeah. It's spraying water on it like an asshole. Is that another dog?
Yes.
Yes. Good.
Not yet, and he's going, I gotta go back in for more, I didn't get it.
He goes, I gotta go two knuckles deep with this fucking thing. I don't think that proves anything.
I think that 100% just proved that.
Yeah, I think
he stuck his finger in like three times.
No, he was trying to,
he
dog
was trying
away.
To, yeah, he was trying to get, I think there's a manual release valve. That makes the dog go.
Oh, yeah. The dog's G-spot.
Yeah, you got to make the dog come really hard.
Yeah.
And he'll forget
the
it's hungry.
Goes, oh, you know, whatever,
and he just
man.
Gets sleepy and he forgets he's he fighting.
Goes, what were we fighting about?
Am I a good boy?
Was that good boy for you?
Do you think you would have it in you if you saw a dog attacking a little dog like that?
Yeah.
Run over
well, now, definitely. I would have forgotten that. I would have been like, what do you do? I would have gotten in the dog's, try to get in the dog's mouth. But now.
That seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah, yeah. Now I know. Go for the butthole.
I found another video of it happening.
100% yes.
Shannon, your poor algorithm.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, get right in there. That guy enjoyed that one. He shook the dog's ass. Dude, he went in like he was dating that dog. He was like, smack.
So I think, I gotta say, if this was Mythbusters, myth, true.
Yeah.
Can we get some sort of...
I didn't think it was a myth.
Yeah, can we have some sort of sound or something? Maybe a ding of some sort?
Hold on.
You got some sort of ding
hold
for
on.
Myth True?
Just play the Mythbusters theme song. I'm sure you have
Can
that
we
on
play
the
Mythbusters theme song?
I do not have any of
We'll
that.
Play whatever sound you think will correlate with Mythbusters being true.
There
okay,
we go.
Great.
That's a good butthole myth.
Yeah,
one.
Myth true.
Yeah.
That's the dog getting his fucking.
Those are all from
woof.
My favorite. My favorite solo track, which is David Lee Roth doing "Running with the Devil" with all the instruments taken out.
Oh God!
That's great.
All right, dude. We got a bunch more fun stuff. Let's do another animal story, huh?
Oh, I like this.
I thought that was the sound of you drinking.
Oh, really?
I was like, yo.
That's the sound of me breathing. I don't know if sleep apnea, I pair.
I think you might have a wake apnea.
I'm lucky to be alive after sustaining car crash injuries tripping over my cat.
Wait, read that again?
I'm lucky to be alive after sustaining quote-unquote car crash injuries tripping over my cat.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a picture of the cat. It was a kitten. I don't know exactly the age of the kitten, but this is the cat.
Aww, little ball sack man.
So the guy, 59-year-old guy, was just about to walk down the steps in his house when the kitten went to play with him and jumped up and kind of like took a little chew of his leg. And so he missed the step, fell down the stairs. Nobody was home at the time. His phone was dead. So there's nothing that he could do about it. Let me have the list of stuff.
Shannon, do you know for a fact the cat was trying to play with him? Or is that just a little your own?
Do you think the cat was trying to murder him?
I don't know.
Maybe he's
you're
a
like,
bad guy.
And the sweet, innocent cat was only trying to, you know, this is a non-biased show, Shannon. Okay, don't put any of your bias.
Okay, I'm sorry. So the cat was trying to murder him and decided to push him down the stairs. Okay. That's
I'm
what
still team
happened.
Cat.
Cat does look like Voldemort.
He had a fractured skull, a broken bone in the neck, 2 fractures in the spine, 9 broken ribs, and each rib had multiple fractures, and then blood in the lungs. He was stuck in a pool of his own blood for 14 hours until his wife got home from work and then took him to the hospital. It took
him
2 weeks to recover.
What, does he live in a fucking castle? How hard are these stairs? Holy shit.
So, not to criticize the story because I sent it. I feel like this should say, I sustained car crash. I sustained falling downstairs injuries.
Right.
Yeah.
After falling downstairs.
Yeah.
They threw in car crash to make it sound less embarrassing than my kitty tripped me and I fell.
Yeah.
Not even tripped. My kitty bit me and I threw my whole body down a flight of stairs.
That cat went, the boy who lives, come to die.
As someone, a man of cats, a man who loves cats,
I love cats.
I may be 23 cats in a human costume. Who knows? Like the Oogie Boogie.
Yeah.
Unravel
I'm
me,
the
find
Oogie
out.
Boogie man.
Unravel me, find out. You're not going to like where the ravel starts.
What are you going to do? Whatever I want.
Well, look at here.
Look what we have here.
Santa Claus.
Oh,
huh?
Ooh, I'm really scared. A cat is coming out of your thing.
Release me now or you will face the dire consequence.
Cats love to trip you. They love to figure eight while you're walking. If you get up, they will go where you're going, like directly in front of you.
Yeah,
I've stepped on many a cat tail and tripped over many a cat.
My cat doesn't trip me. Me and my cat are like roommates. I only see him when he's coming out for like a cup of water and he's like, what's up, bro?
My cat's all over me.
Aww.
He also wants to play all the time. He wants to play fetch all the time.
Aww.
He brings me little mouse toys. And then he wants me to throw them across the apartment and bring it back.
Aww, that's cute.
And then, just once and only once, it wasn't a toy.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, my wife was visiting somebody, so I was shitting with the door open the way you do when nobody else is home.
Yeah.
And I'm really relaxed. And my cat Gus just comes in like a fucking maniac. He looked like when Kramer was making soup. Like he's just running and crazy.
Yeah.
And he's got this toy. And I see him. I was like, oh, you got one of your mice, bub. Yeah. And he comes over and he's like, when the fuck do we get you a realistic rubber mouse?
Oh, God.
And then he comes up to me and he's just got a dead mouse and he's throwing it at me. Oh, I get up, still shitting, slam the door, and I hear him crash into it. I go, oh, thank God. I sit back down on the toilet and then I just feel he pushed the dead, it was a baby mouse, pushed it onto my bare foot as a gift.
Oh, my God.
Because sometimes he'll push his toys under the bathroom door if he's locked out to be like, play with me.
Oh, God. It's like a horror movie.
He uses my wife's hair ties a lot. Like, he'll push them under the door. Dude, he just pushed a dead mouse on my foot, which thank God I was on the toilet, because guess what my body's reaction?
Put it in the toilet and flush it?
To release a bunch of shit?
Was to shit immediately. So thank God, because that was going to come out wherever I was.
I hope I'm never in a situation where, like, a bank is getting robbed and I'm, like, with you, because you're going to shit your pants.
Yeah. It
feels like there's a running theme here.
I like that your body's just like, we got to dump weight. Let's go. Let's go.
Remember the Alamo. No, I actually took a cardboard toilet paper roll, used that to pick up the dead mouse.
Good move.
Put that in the garbage and threw the garbage out.
Because
I was afraid it would clog the toilet.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Second craziest thing to happen to me yesterday, I went down into my basement and I have like a bunch of stuff down there for storage. And I was like moving stuff around and I see on this one like shelf 100 peanut shells. And so when I moved into my place 3 years ago, my boyfriend at the time really
had
like
an elephant in the basement.
Really? That was me. I was in the bedroom. Thank you. But he really liked peanuts. So I was like, I'll be a good girlfriend. I got this big, like, industrial sized bag of peanuts. And he was just going through it so quick. And I was like, yo, like, this is a crazy amount to eat as a person. And he was like, I've only had a couple. And I'm like, you're going through the bag so quick. I never bought him again. I think I've been feeding mice for 3 years. I think they were coming up into the bag and stealing peanut shells, and now they're like scattered around through. Like, I found this one spot. It was like 100 peanut shells. That was like a bag of like 1,000 peanuts. So there's more. And I'd seen that recently. Like, I'd seen that area recently, and there was nothing there.
Oh, so you think he wasn't eating as many?
He wasn't eating them. I think he maybe had actually for real a couple. And then mice, I was just secretly giving them a stash for the next.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how long.
Are you still in that apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This was last night. This was last fucking night.
This was last night?
Yes.
Get a fucking cat.
My landlady doesn't believe in cats. I wish.
Well, go get her one and show her, hey.
Yeah, here you go. They're real.
But I've been complaining about the mice, and my landlady's like, stop leaving food out. I'm like, I literally never leave food out.
I think these land people need to be put in a fucking hot air balloon and shot out of the sky.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm so sick of them telling us what we can and can't do in the sanctity of our own household.
I'm with you, buddy.
And for that reason, I'm running against Corinne Fisher for mayor.
Does your super speak English?
Barely, dude. You want to see the text messages? I'll show you that after.
Yeah.
It's barely.
Mine's got none, and he just comes up and says he needs to come in. I'll be like, why?
Yeah.
And he literally the other day, he just held a tape measure at me. I went, what's that for? And he goes, measure. And I was like, measure what? And he goes, ugh. And I went, no, you can't come in that. Then. I don't, dude, like, you can't just. And this was at like 10
in
the morning.
To measure. That sucks. I hate my fucking super so much.
What
dude.
Are your What are your landlord's super's ethnicity? Like, what is his?
I got a Spanish guy.
I would say he's cashier at a Chipotle race, whatever that is.
Okay.
No, he's like some Spanish thing. He just doesn't fucking speak or write Spanish, like or English. I think he's illiterate.
Okay.
Yeah, my guy, like,
it's annoying.
My ceiling caved in a storm, and all he did was climb a stepladder, put his head in the ceiling, and he goes, "He's no good."
It seems like Mr. Amigo, Mr. Zach, you need to have a roof above your head.
Yep.
You go, thank you, George.
Oh, great. All right, before we go into the movie thing, I would like to say, if you were a fan of Lewis and Zach with a Real Ass Podcast, you know I love butts. Big, fat, stupid asses. So I just thought, hey.
Yeah, your guest. Your co-host.
Let's Let's have a little butt time. Sexy Latina bartenders shaking their big booties behind the bar.
Okay.
Little butt break. Yay!
I don't expect something to not come from this.
Nope. This is literally, I just wanted to look at butts.
Oh, nice. What, did you go to a strip club last night? And
no, it's
look
just,
at all that money.
This is some was on Worldstar.
Oh, nice.
Yay!
Yay! Well, that breaks the monotony of talking about children dying.
Yeah, I like to break things up. All right, so...
Yeah, so do the Latino strippers. Marriages, relationships.
Those weren't even the strippers. Those were the bartenders.
Yeah.
Well, let's
throw some respect
on them. I'm starting to cook
them.
Now. I'm starting to get funny. So
yeah,
let's,
we go.
Let's,
all right, well,
I love that in the last 5 minutes of the show.
Very excited about it. So for, I'm a big horror guy, and very excited. There's a new I Know What You Did Last Summer coming.
I saw that.
And I thought we would watch the trailer and see how we feel.
Yeah. This, I mean, the trailer shows
I haven't
the
seen
first
anything.
Death.
I haven't seen anything, so.
Is that, who is that?
I don't know. Let's
I was
find
like,
out.
Sydney Sweeney.
You okay? Why don't you go upstairs and do that guided meditation you like?
Oh, brother. I just watched this the other day. I hate,
saved it for this.
I really hate horror movies.
And close your eyes. Imagine.
Oh, that's awesome.
Light. Calling you.
Hello?
Now, feel
oh,
that
brother.
Love entering your body.
Ow.
And emanating out from your chest.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, he's like fucking Scorpion.
Get over here.
Take a deep breath in.
Ah.
And remember.
I hate
the
this.
Energy you give to the universe.
Is that a harpoon?
Yeah. Always comes back to you.
Oh my God. How loud does a meditation have to be where you can't hear someone screaming to death?
Do you think this is some kind of karma for what we did?
What if someone saw what happened?
Whoa.
Is this a sequel? Or a reboot?
I think it's just
this
a reboot.
The first time there's been violence
oh, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh! It's not so it is a sequel.
Stop. Yeah. Oh, and I think Jennifer Love Hewitt's in this too.
Someone is coming. So it's a requel.
Yeah.
I need your help.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I just have one question. What did you do last summer?
Oh, how do you feel about that?
Gay.
This place is so beautiful, it makes me want to die.
Nice.
So the same thing happened.
No, thank you.
I'm a little apprehensive.
Why?
So,
because of that. Let me ask you something. What did you do last summer?
Yeah, it would be like if
let's help you.
If the last that would be like if they had fucking Neve Campbell be like, whatever you do, don't.
Looks
scream.
Right at the thing. Don't scream. I mean, scream. You go. They go. Looks like we're in one of Saw's traps. A saw trap. Looks like we're gonna get sawed.
This is a real nightmare
on Elm Street.
Yeah, hilarious.
This what, is serious what, stuff. This isn't some. Child's play.
Oh my God, everything's so scary and it's only a Friday the 13th.
Oh my God, look at all these bodies. What is this, some type of Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
We really are dumb and dumber.
Yeah, that it's just the idea. So basically it's going to be kids
hit a guy. The whole idea, yeah.
So then Freddie Prinze Jr. has to come back and be like, guys, I've seen this before. Did you kill somebody?
Yeah.
And now he's an evil fisherman?
Tell me if you killed somebody.
Was he an evil fisherman in the original?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, the
it's the
hook.
Same guy, yeah.
I've never seen the movie.
The guy that looks like a fisherman with a fucking hook. But
yeah.
I guess
yeah.
He's got more shit now, too.
Yeah, now he's got a harpoon gun.
Yeah, what's he going to have next? A fucking life-saving thing? a lifesaver? I can't get it off. It goes around his neck.
Oh, like the way Bowser kills you in Mario Party.
He goes, boom.
It would be hilarious.
Still all fisherman stuff.
If it was the original killer getting out of the water and he immediately gets run over again by a new group of drunk teenagers.
Okay, I need to actually start looking inward here because shame on me. You know what I mean? First time,
won't get fooled again.
Yeah, they always said, look both ways.
They always said look both ways.
When I saw I Know You Did Last Summer the first time, my dad put one of those hooks under my pillow.
Oh, God.
So there's a reason that you're like this. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Horrible. The first time I saw The Shining, my dad chased me around the house with an axe.
Limping, oh, my God.
Limping and screaming.
He should have taken you to Rocky.
All right. What else do we got here today?
Jesus Christ, dude.
This would be a fun conversation. I'm a flight attendant. We judge passengers who order this sketchy beverage.
Apple juice. I bet you.
Really?
I don't know. That's what I order on every flight.
I know, me too. That's why. And everybody, they always look at you like apple juice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Don't you have a 401k?
I feel
that
like
you should be worried about.
There's two things you drink in the sky and you don't drink anywhere else, and it's apple juice and ginger ale.
Right.
And you're
I drink both of those on land too.
Yeah.
To me,
those are sky beverages. But, so you guys both think it's apple juice?
No. I don't know. Probably like a Bloody Mary. I'm going to guess like a Bloody Mary.
That's some a crazy sort of, thing to have.
Some sort of like alcohol.
I mean, tomato Bloody juice. Mary is so good.
Yeah, but tomato juice in the air? That's crazy.
Gross.
It is a delicious thing, though.
Maybe it's a cup of cum. Hi, can I have a cup of cum, please? What?
Sorry. I never got one in coffee on the plane.
I was just thinking like hot tea, because that's...
Like one in coffee, why would you want to be full of a hot liquid that wakes you up? Like,
yeah.
Don't you want to sleep on a plane?
Damn.
Mostly?
That sentence made my fucking dick wiggle.
What? A hot liquid that wakes you up?
Hot liquid that wakes you up.
I think Bloody Mary is the airport drink to me.
Okay.
People... That's a big airport drink, the Bloody Mary.
Well, I think
maybe a coffee espresso, like an espresso drink, like an espresso martini.
The best airport drink I've ever had was in Lafayette, Louisiana, and it was a Bloody Mary with fried okra and Slap Your Mama hot seasoning around the rim of the glass.
Oh, my God, on a plane?
No, I got that at the airport.
Oh, Jesus, still, though.
That was a good fucking, that was a
Talking
nice
about
morning.
To shit your pants.
That was a nice morning, buddy.
Yo, I feel like I'm on Hot Ones. Oh.
It was a pretty delicious morning beverage.
Good for you, dude.
Vodka
soda.
Obviously that's the easiest and most delicious.
Yeah, that's great.
So we're thinking, is it an alcohol drink? I think apple juice could be a...
Milk.
A cup of milk on the plane?
I'm gonna go milk, yeah.
All right, going milk?
Going milk.
They judge people on this.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. We judge you if you get this.
Because I'll judge you on land if you're at a restaurant and you're getting milk.
Milk is great.
It's a home beverage.
It's good for your bones.
It's not an out-in-the-world beverage.
You're saying it's a home game.
Yes.
I agree. Yes. As a man with delicate tummy with dairy, ice cream for me is a home game situation.
There you go.
Oh, really?
I need to not only be near a toilet, I need to be near... a hotel or home toilet.
Yeah.
I do not want to be...
What if you're out, not on the road, and you're near a hotel? Will you check in?
No.
You go, I need a room for one, please, right now.
No, I
How
just...
How long is going to be your stay?
About 45 minutes. I do not want to have an ice cream shit.
6'4"? Yeah, I get that.
Anywhere where there's other human beings traipsing in and out.
Kind of you.
I don't judge people on milk or anything like that. I judge people on alcohol. If you're fucking drinking on a plane, what's going on?
Okay, I'm going to go gin.
Oh, God.
That's a weird one to have in the sky.
That'd be a weird one to have in the sky. So let's hear it.
By the way, I just have to say, I have a Bloody Mary on every flight.
I've never had a Bloody Mary. They sound gross to me.
Amazing.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're really good.
Do you like tomato?
Yeah.
Then you'll love it.
Okay. And with a little Tabasco, you get a little snack with it, olive, celery. It's nice.
All right. I'll give it a shot.
I don't think I could get drunk on Bloody Marys. Like, you switch to vodka tonics after that. Mm. Like, I think it would be crazy to have, like, 5 Bloody Marys.
So much tomato.
Yeah, that's a lot of tomato.
That's a lot. I've always been a mimosa guy anyway. Like, if I'm choosing between the two, mimosa.
I dated a girl for a while who liked peach bellinis.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah, but she would
get
so mad.
That sounds like one of the names of those strippers.
Because I would buy cheap champagne. And she's like, can't we get, like, the moderate price? I'm like, we're pouring fucking juice in it. No. Like, you don't buy nice champagne for fucking bellinis.
No.
It may be just in the... It's for the experience. You go, let's get a nice fucking thing
then
of champagne.
Then you drink just the champagne.
Yeah. It's just Prosecco and a peach Bellini.
That would be like asking for fucking a Maker's Mark and Coke.
Oh, right. That would,
like,
be awful.
If you get a really, like, a good sipping whiskey, you don't want to put... That's the whole fucking point. It's like putting ice in beer.
I used to do a thing, this was years ago, and in my impression of Seinfeld writing a joke about that, he goes, why don't we drink beer with ice, people? This is something I've noticed. You know, everything else has ice. Coke has ice. Water has ice. When you're in the summer, you say, pass me a cold one. Well, guess what, buddy? Ice is cold.
I like it.
It's not bad.
It's fun.
I like that every Seinfeld bit is just like, I'm autistic.
Something I've put a lot of thought into.
The rules of society elude me. I don't understand. Why do people have things? I don't understand. Is she still a child if she's got a woman's giant tits? That's why, you know, he'll always be a legend for that.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon, what is this drink?
So the answer is decaffeinated coffee.
Ooh, yeah, that's a psycho.
Because they're saying that it's already, like, pretty gross just to get coffee, but at least you're getting the caffeine from it on a flight. But to have it decaffeinated, it's just gross.
Right.
You know what?
That makes sense.
That is a stone-cold lunatic who gets that.
Yeah.
I don't judge anybody who's decided to make it there. I mean, like, I don't, like, why are they judging us? Why are these people that are getting up?
Because it's their job.
Yeah.
You judge anyone at your
job. Well, it's their job, but also, like, you want them to judge people on the plane to see who's going to be a problem potentially, who's the psycho that's going to
Well, no, I think they're
fucking...
more just saying that they're weirdos. Like,
yeah, and I would want them to clock whoever's weird.
You know what's a weirdo thing to do? To get a job where you fucking travel, but you do the worst part of it. Your whole job is you're on a plane. Fuck you. You don't get to judge me.
Every single job.
Guess what I'm doing after this?
The most fun
Leaving thing, this airport for 10 days.
The most fun thing about any job is the camaraderie of you and your coworkers shitting on customers.
Right. Yeah. They can't even see two of their coworkers because they're in front of the plane not doing shit, just pressing a button and having it, you know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Any job, you kind of start to make a list of things. Like when I used to sell comedy tickets, I knew there were 2 guaranteed signs that I was about to speak to a fucking moron.
Right.
A, cowboy hat in Manhattan.
Yep.
I'm going to speak to an idiot right now.
Yeah.
Or bag from the M&M store.
Right. Mm. Right.
Nothing signified I'm about to talk to a fucking retard.
Yeah, that's true.
That if they came all the way to New York City and went, did you hear they got a store with M&Ms?
Selling tickets for comedy was really funny because you would do that all day and you'd be getting denied and rejected. And then you'd just be feeling it and they'd be saying the same thing over and over and over again until you wanted to fight them. So you'd be like, hey guys, are you into stand-up comedy? And they'd be like, we actually like sit-down comedy. And another person goes, we hate to laugh. And you go, I will fuck you up, dude.
Oh, by the end
it's
of
or hours.
Or the lady that laughs in your face and goes, we are a comedy show.
Yeah, right. Right. Yuck.
Yes. All right, we got one more before we get out of here. Oh, hell no. Arkansas man caught his wife doing the unthinkable with her own son.
Huh?
Is it? I feel like it's a mislead. I feel like that's not really what she was doing.
Let's find out.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is an Arkansas man.
Yeah, look at that dude.
Sorry, it's not playing. Let me just refresh. Sorry.
Are you sure it wasn't playing and that time had just frozen in for that man?
He was stuck in white trash purgatory.
Yeah, yeah. He was actually in a
where you're standing in your own. You're standing in your own driveway, shirtless. You can't move. It's white trash purgatory.
Damn, I really can't wait to see this video. So, what we think? He was fucking her?
No, I don't. I think it's misleading. I don't think.
By the way, is it trashy to hang out outside of your own house without a shirt on?
Oh, this is
your property.
This is a question for another podcast.
Is it classless? And honest question: if you live in an apartment building, okay. This is something my wife gets mad at me for doing. And you have to go downstairs to either take garbage out, get the mail,
not putting on shoes.
Yeah, going barefoot.
No.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. Do you do that?
Almost every time.
Dude, I do that.
Get sandals. Bro.
No, I have slides sometimes. I have Crocs, I have Spider-Man dude. Slides.
Good. You got yeah, don't barefoot, bro.
No, that's I'm gross. Team barefoot. Fucking what are you gonna waste your time putting on a little shoe? You'll wash your feet later.
I'm
don't
sorry.
Get into your bed.
Well, you know, you're getting fights at Chipotle and you have mice living in your house. I don't think anyone should listen to you. Listen to me, buddy. Do not go feetless.
Okay, other question.
Don't go feetless, don't but go barefoot. Feetless.
If I order food, I will answer the door without a shirt on.
That's fine.
And
that's
I
fine.
Also, well, for you, yes. Or if, but I will stand in my hallway waiting for them without a shirt on. And sometimes my neighbors get off the elevator and I'm just standing there with no shirt, just basketball shorts
the
on.
The delivery guy looks at you and he goes, "We overestimated how much utensils we put in that bag."
Yeah, sorry. We thought this was... sorry for the... Enjoy your seven pairs of forks and knives.
Sorry, we thought you were getting food for a bar mitzvah.
You just stand there menacingly waiting for your food shirtless. And
I don't know if I told you this. I do this bit to embarrass my wife where I tell the delivery driver I love you.
Aww.
Whenever that's it's a guy nice. That doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
He'll give me the food. I go, "Hey, thank you so much. I love you." And then I'll just close the door.
You know, you're probably making some of their days, too. They're probably getting in the car like, "Oh, that's kind of nice." Or the complete opposite where they're like, "Oh, this fucking job. The guy just says, I love you. Didn't even fucking know me."
I think it's that one. All
right. Definitely making fun of me to fucking make
his own video load, Shannon?
Okay, fucking wife off. It won't play on WorldStar, but I did find the entire body cam footage of it. It's like 20 minutes, but I'm going to start it right at the point where they pull up.
Okay, awesome. Cool. Thank you.
Here we go.
That's a messed up, man. I just walked in and caught my freaking wife and her son having sex.
Okay.
I'm
oh my
100%
God.
Serious. She's drunk as I'll get out. He was too.
He looks like that baby.
What's he wearing?
He does look like that baby.
He does look like the baby.
Oh, he's right there. That's probably where he's at.
Okay, send me here for other roads.
I just got home from work, man.
I got my uniform on still. Pause. That is one of my favorite Jeff Foxworthy, the "You Might Be a Redneck."
Yeah.
"If you don't wear a shirt to work and neither does your wife."
That's hilarious.
"You Might Be a Redneck."
What was the first one? The first "You Might Be a Redneck."
I think
it was, "If your mom has a beer can on the ironing board, you might be a redneck."
The two I remember, I think, are, "If your family tree does not fork." And
hilarious.
If you take your dog for a walk and you both pee on the same tree.
That's so funny. I feel like if I was a redneck, I'd be watching him going like, "What's she talking about? Why is she shitting on us like that?"
That was my first comedy special I ever saw. I bought it on tape at a church bazaar.
Whoa.
Jeff Foxworthy's "You Might Be a Redneck." Number one selling family comedy album of all time. Put it on at a family gathering, and my mother said, "Zachary, turn this off. This guy's fucking filthy."
What?
That's so funny.
You had a rough bring up, dude.
Has your mother seen your set?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been an issue.
Okay, yeah.
She's gotten used to it. It took a while.
Uh-huh.
But yes, that was my first memory. Zachary, turn this off.
I'm sorry.
This guy's
that's
fucking
a nice
filthy.
Little Pixar movie.
So you were born to a woman who thinks that Jeff Foxworthy is filthy and a man who chased you around with an axe as a bit. Here we go.
That's how you make this.
It all makes sense.
That's how you make this.
Yeah, let's watch the rest of this.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Well, I'm about to have her. I need her off the property right now.
Hold on.
I'm confused why the police are involved.
What's your name?
My name's Daniel Fallis.
Because it's illegal to fuck your kid.
I don't think it is. If he's an adult.
No, I think incest is definitely
illegal. What?
That can't be true.
What?
That can't be true.
Well, if he's 18,
like it's probably like illegal.
There's nothing in the rule book that says a dog can't fuck its mom.
Like no, like here's the thing: in Maryland, it's illegal to have anal sex. It's considered improper or whatever, or a lewd, lascivious act. So like that's illegal. But like you're gonna do it. You don't call the fucking cops.
Lascivious is Drexel's cousin.
I feel like that's not. All right, they can't get married.
Keep playing the video, right, play the video and look up. If it's illegal to fuck your mom,
we're just gonna go past this.
Yeah.
Okay. Not enough time.
Yeah. So what's your date of birth?
8/26/82.
Can we fast forward a little?
And you're.
Man, he didn't do nothing. I got him here, got him left.
So I did find a part a little further on where they show the wife.
Yeah, let's do it.
And yes. By the way, this is only part one. I wish I would have seen this before we started.
I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault.
Shannon's got Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
Apologize.
Shannon agrees.
Oh, I mean, how do you not fuck your mom if she looks like that?
God.
So you got the Kiss t-shirt and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we get to see the kid?
When I was coming in that door, I heard the pop, but he's on top of you, reared back again.
He's scared. Just.
Did it hit you, or where did it hit you at?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's scared. It's just, I promise.
Hey, Crystal.
He scared me. I thought he came inside me.
He's super fucking scared.
Okay, well, look. That doesn't change the fact of what he's already done.
He wants to be a good dad.
Yeah? So what? Look, Crystal, be honest with me, okay? Can you do that? You can't?
I'm trying.
She said, no, I'm trying.
Hey, take another deep breath for me. In your nose, out your mouth.
Yeah,
okay.
So
take a couple of those. I'm gonna come back and talk to you.
This is so.
Fuck your mama. Fuck your sister. Fuck your grandma. Most of all, fuck you.
This is so. This happens so often where they're from. The cops go, "We have a number one happening."
Supersized.
The cop definitely had the demeanor of like
that. Cop
this
looks
again.
So sad too.
We got a number
like,
one and a kid's meal.
So I scrolled through the second video and I do have the son and they're
Let's
arresting
him.
Bring him up.
Oh, that's just forbidden love. Dude, we got to ask this guy what happened when we see him at Skankfest.
I swear to God, that looks exactly like somebody I went to high school with. Is his name Kyle?
It's Arkansas.
Oh, never mind.
I would say I'd be shocked his name's not Kyle.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I don't know if anything else like really happens here.
All right, did we find out? Is it illegal to fuck your mom in
I'm
Arkansas?
I'm gonna say yes.
Hold on 1 second.
We'll end the show on that. Obviously, we need to answer that question,
dude. I wish they followed that kid into whatever like holding cell that he's gonna be in, or whatever jail where they figure out what he did. And they're
like, "Let me see your paperwork,
Kyle. Let me see your paperwork for 1 second."
Is he going to jail for raping the mom? Because then that's a problem.
Oh, my God.
It's a problem to fuck your mom. It's a problem regardless. But I feel like it's not like cops arrest you illegal. I'm disgusted by it, too, but I don't think that that's the... I think you can't get married.
You cannot fuck your relatives.
I think legally you can.
So it is a criminal offense in Arkansas. It says a relationship referred to in this section includes a blood relationship without regard to legitimacy. It's a Class C felony.
Oh, my God.
Oh
all
my
right,
God.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, well.
Yikes.
Now we know what her fucking porn search is.
It's not.
Stepbrother.
I just thought it was... I thought we lived in America, goddammit.
You thought that was above board.
As long as they don't get married. I didn't like it, but I thought it was fine.
Right, right.
Well, in the eyes of the law.
We've all learned something today, and the most important one is don't fuck your mom.
Don't fuck your mom.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Morning Zoo. Please check out my guests, Josie Marcellino and Sag Daddy the Pod's own Brendan Sagalo. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we will catch you this Friday on the bonus episode here on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.